and speak with them. If that person listens, you have gained him back. If not, take one or two members with you so that each conversation may bear witness by two or three. If he will not listen to them, then take it to the church. And if he will not listen to the church, let him be treated as a Gentile or a tax collector. Whatever you hold bound on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you hold loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. And when two of you agree on what you pray for, your heavenly Father will grant that to you. And where two or three are gathered in my name, there I stand in the midst of them. The Gospel of the Lord. The words of the scriptures, the writings of the scriptures, the gospels, the letters of Paul, they not only describe for us the life and the teaching of Jesus, but they reflect in a very particular way the way in which those early believers, those first and second and third generation Christians, lived out their Christian lives. And for that reason, those documents are important, because they help us understand who those people who were closest to Jesus in time, how those people lived their lives. And it's not only the scriptures, we have many other writings that come from Palestine and Lebanon and Syria, writings that come from North Africa, from Egypt, writings that come from Rome, that reflect that first and second and that third generation understanding of the faith and way in which the faith was lived. 2 weeks ago, the church put before us the 16th chapter of St. Matthew's Gospel, in which Jesus says to Simon, "You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld will not prevail against it. And I will give to you the keys of the kingdom, so that what you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and so what you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." The Lord singles out Simon, and he entrusts Simon with leadership. He entrusts Simon with the responsibility to preserve the unity of that community of believers. Now, two chapters later, Jesus is speaking not to Simon, not to the 12 apostles, but he's speaking to those men and women who had gathered around him to listen to his teaching. And he says to them, "Whatever you hold bound on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you hold loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven." Jesus gives the same commission to that community of believers, to those disciples. This is not to say that there are not roles to be exercised within the life of a community. There is the role that Peter exercises. But there is the role of responsibility for the life of the community and for the good order of the community that is ours, that belongs to all of us who have been baptized into the life of Christ, all of us who have, through the waters of baptism, been brought to life within the community of the church. We are not just passive spectators, we are active participants. What birth is to a family, baptism is to the church. A person is born into a family, and that person immediately is entitled to the rights of being a family member. And as that person grows, that person also is called upon to accept the responsibilities of what it is to be a family member. As you and I come into baptism, we are conferred the rights of members of a community of faith. And as we grow in that life, as we become stronger in that life, we assume more and more responsibility for the life of that community. Within a family, a person becomes deeper and deeper and deeper a member of that family. A person grows into life within that family. It's a legitimate question to ask, am I a stronger member of this family today than I was 5 years ago or 10 years ago? And hopefully the answer is yes. It is just as legitimate to ask the question, am I more baptized today? Am I deeper into the life of Christ and this community today than I was 5 years or 10 years ago? And hopefully the answer is yes. We're talking about a living, breathing reality, a family, a community of faith. And what Jesus says to those disciples is that you have responsibility for the good order of this community. You have responsibility for this community of faith. So it's not just Peter. It's not just the 12. The 18th chapter of St. Matthew's Gospel says it's all of us. It's the disciples of the Lord. What you bind on earth is bound in heaven. And what you make loose on earth is loosed in heaven.
For the Church of Jesus Christ, that it may always be a place of reconciliation and the guardian of life of all that is good, let us pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those whom God has entrusted to one another, our Christian families, our towns and cities, people who work together, and all communities, that justice may inspire us to deal with one another with frankness and honesty. Let us pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.